All right, it's another week. Time for Baselli Breakdown. Look at this past week. Didn't mean anything. We're going to be the number three seed regardless of the outcome, but it's a division game, and you had a chance to send the Tennessee Titans home. Defensively, they showed up and played a great game, only giving up 15 points, and nine of those were on short fields. Twice, the Titans were in field goal range when they got the football. The defense played outstanding, but offensively, again, another week and a bunch of turnovers. That's something. While that game didn't mean anything, that cannot carry over into the playoff because that is a recipe for disaster. That's how you lose playoff games, and that's how you go home before you should. Well, we are the division champs of the AFC South, much like we were last week. This game did not mean anything. We just talked about that. But going into the playoffs, we are the number three seed. So let's look at the playoff breakdown. Everything will go through Foxborough, as it does every year, it seems like. They're the one seed. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the two seed, three seed for us. The number four seed is the Kansas City Chiefs, a team that has gotten hot and starting to play better, much like they did to start the season. Tennessee Titans, who we allowed to be in the playoffs. That pains me. I wanted to send them home. I hate the Titans. They're the five seed, and the six seed are the Buffalo Bills. So if we win, we go to Pittsburgh, and it will be a rematch. We'll talk more about that next week, hopefully. All right, coming to town for Wild Card Weekend are the Buffalo Bills. Without or with at least a beat-up LeSean McCoy, and you think it's a long time since we've been in the playoffs? It's been 10 years for us. It's been since 1999 that the Buffalo Bills have visited the playoffs, and that year they were outed by the Tennessee Titans in the Music City Miracle, and now they're hoping to try to find a way to get a win, but I don't see it happen. This is a team offensively that struggles to score points, struggle to move the ball, and that's with a fully healthy LeSean McCoy. The entire offense goes to him. He leads the team in rushing. He's the leading receiver. He had the scary-looking injury last week against the Miami Dolphins. It was an ankle injury. He was carted off the field. As of right now, it looks like he's going to try to give it a go, but he won't be the same. He's a back that cuts, is a space guy. He's not a power guy. So if that ankle is not right, he's going to be really limited. And I just don't know how the Buffalo Bills can score points without him. This defense for the Jaguars should have its way. If the Jaguars can play clean on offense, don't turn it over, smart on special teams, I see a easy victory, as easy as it can get in the playoffs, a two-possession victory for the Jaguars against the Bills. I'm Tony Baselli, and that's my breakdown.